tips. I'll have more on that later on. Meantime, at 22 to 7, another idea to make driving more expensive. The New Zealand Initiative is claiming a fuel tax doesn't work. If we want to cut congestion on the roads, we need congestion charges. So how do they come to this particular conclusion? The report's been written by Dr. Patrick Cavallo, who is with us. Patrick, morning to you.
Hello, Mike. Nice to be here.
No worries. A couple of things I've got examples of. London, for example. I've experienced London. I've experienced Singapore. Is it the congestion charge, if you argue the congestion charge works, is it the congestion charge or is it the surrounding rules and regulations that help as well?
Well, Mike, the transport experts agree that congestion charges is the most effective way to deal with congestion. And let me just say one thing, is not to make it driving more expensive. On the contrary, if we agree to a revenue neutrality from the start, that won't happen. We'll just fix the congestion.
So what you're saying is whatever we raise in the fuel tax, get rid of that and then put that on to cars.
Whatever we raise through congestion charge will go back to drivers or property owners through a check sent to property rates.
Well, how will that work? Because the problem with the congestion charge is it's a tax on people who can't afford it, basically, isn't it?
No, it is not. And that's why it's very important that we can make sure to make it revenue neutral. So it means that every dollar raised through congestion charge will go back to drivers in through lower motoring fees or lower fuel taxes or even lower property rates.
But that would you? How would you link the property rates up, for example? Who would impose a congestion charge given that the rates are imposed by a local council?
Yes, so the congestion charge will act on the driver that used their car through peak times and overcrowded roads. So this driver will be targeted with a congestion charge. But that dollar raise will return through, for example, through all drivers in terms of lower motoring fees or lower fuel taxes, or because local rates fund half of local roads in New Zealand, that means that they would receive a check from the government at the end of the year, making sure that every dollar raised in local roads through congestion charges will go back to local rate payers.
How do you handle business? So every time a courier van goes across town, that gets passed on to the customer, doesn't it?
Yes. So every time a car passes through a road that is overcrowded at peak times, let's say a rush hour, there will be a charge, for example, of $5, so that there is a orderly flow of cars in that road, so there is no congestion.
What if there isn't an orderly flow? Do you just keep putting the congestion charge up until there is one?
Yeah, I mean, the fact is that research shows that you don't need to raise congestion charge to a very high level.
Well, that's simply not true. I mean, yeah, I assume you've been to London. I've been to London. London's got congestion charges. London still doesn't work. You can't get across town in London.
That's a very good point. London is a very good case of how not to deal with congestion charges. So they, in London, for example, they use congestion charges with the sole aim of, or the main principal aim of raising revenue. And that's the key flaw in the London system that we should not be copying in New Zealand. Actually, New Zealand should be leading a new way of congestion charges and teaching the world how to do it. And New Zealand has been a trailblazer before. Let's say central bank targeting of inflation. We've done here with the women's vote. So we can do it with congestion charges. And that's a good way to lead the world through good policy.
All right, Patrick, appreciate your time very much. Patrick Cavallo, who's the report author out of the New Zealand Institute. My experience also in Singapore is that Singapore, you can't buy a car in Singapore. Toyota Corolla costs $120,000 and they limit the number of cars on the road. They've got all sorts of rules and regulations in Singapore. And you could probably argue the traffic works well. But does it work well because they've got congestion charges or because no one can afford a car? 18 away from 7.